Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 396 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Dell, and with me, as always, is
your King of Paintball, reminding you all to collectively wrap your willies because you don't want to be silly and end up with the world's greatest but longest lasting STD, children.
Yeah, I'll second that one.
Brad is going to second and third that one with the weekend he's fucking had.
Yep.
Bitches. You don't want us dead, you don't want us dead yet, Dave. We're going to come and slap some bitches, though, pretty soon. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Not slapping Dave, though. I want to fucking get out of, I want to get out of Ottawa with my fucking foot, with no foot up my ass. Thank you very much, Mr. Pitts.
He'd just bury in a hill somewhere and call it, like, the King's Mound. It'd be part of the field. I mean, just not a bad way to go.
No, it's not. So, might as well get business out of the way. Mm-hmm. First of all, do everybody who's listening, do us a solid and like, share, subscribe. The algorithm says that if we say this early enough in the show, everybody will do it and maybe we'll get listened to by more people. I don't know why, but fuck it. It's always nice. So now, the sponsor reel, because everybody deserves to get a little bit of a shout out. So first of all is my home, my love, Moncton Paintball, the home of the King's Woods, the King's Forest, run by arguably one of the coolest paintball field owners I know. So, they are going to be running
one of,
that's why I looked up that way. They can't see me looking up if you're not watching us on YouTube and you know, fuck yous. So Streetball is going to be running June 15th. That's going to be a kick-ass event. Everybody who's done the Streetball thing knows that the Moncton does it best. And, we are going to be having fun. June's going to be a real busy month for Bradley and I, because the first week of June, we are going to D-Day. That's right, Commando Paintball's Tippmann Challenge, D-Day Tippmann Challenge on the in the first weekend of June. Brad's going to be emceeing. I'm going to be wandering around the field acting like an asshole. There's going to be a tattoo booth. There's going to be an 80s-themed party. There's going to be a duel between a king and a Kaiser. There's the big game the whole Sunday, which is just paint flying all day long at a reasonable price and beautiful weather. Food trucks and bitches of all kinds, all shapes, all sizes. All sexes, all flavors, all colors. That's right. But they're all bitches and they're going to be there. And we know what to do with bitches. Then the second weekend, we got paintball at Moncton Paintball. The third weekend, we'll get to that in a minute, Brad. That's the third weekend in June. That one we're going to get to in a minute because that's a fun weekend. And the last weekend has actually got to do with him. So we're going to get to that too. So that's more fun stuff. So we've got a busy June. The Rip King. I have my book of notes because this reminds me that the Rip King, because I get so fucking smoky using his product, a decade of cannabis decadence in New Brunswick. He has the coolest promo code I know of. It's Big Black Sam. Go into the Rip Kings in Fredericton, mention the King, and maybe Big Black Sam will give you a discount. Maybe he won't. Depends on his mood that day. What's the discount? Fuck if I know. He'll tell you. Do, 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 do. Ah. Now, everybody's used Ninja Paintball. They've been around. They're ubiquitous. As far as I can remember, Ninja Paintball has been around. I've been digging their gear secondhand, thirdhand, firsthand out of my bag. Everybody's used one. So do a favor. Go check out their website. They might have some cool shit that you want. Ninja Paintball. Everybody likes them. Why not? You can use Nightmare PB as a promo code somewhere. I don't know where, but try it.
We're not sure. Just give it a shot somewhere.
Yeah, it never hurts. Who else are we?
I'll be right back.
Really? That didn't take long. Ah, his child woke up. Sorry, everybody. He'll be back at some point. Oh.
He's going.
Yeah, he'll be back. Don't worry about it. It's not even a threat. It's a promise. Everybody, go find yourself a cunt. Go on Facebook. Look up the Cunt's Creations and a new headband. Everybody needs something to sop up the sweat. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, Brad's gone, but we have Charles Lalonde here from AXP Paintball. He's come to tell us some kick-ass things. There's news abound in the world of paintball. He was the runner and had formed you the beautiful field in Memram Cook. It was a legendary field that we all got to go to, and she kind of transitioned. She moved. She went someplace new. So please, Charlie, tell us the news.
Which news would you like first, my friend?
All of it. What's new? What's hot? All of it. What's new? What's hot? What's exciting?
Yeah. Let's start with let's get some history on the field. Let's get some history on you and on the field first, and then we'll move into what's happening today. Let's build up to it.
Thank you.
All right, let's get some paintball history on myself. Where did I start paintball? First game of paintball was probably close to 20 years ago now. If it was that long ago, Mission Paintball. Fell in love with the sport. First time I played. Fell in love with the sport. Decided I didn't like speedball. Shit happens. Snuck up in a building, surrendered two guys. Oh, I thought I was the king for the day, but the king only came along later on, right? So I surrendered two guys and was having the greatest time of my life. Turned around to go take care of some more, and I got lit up in the back. So
yeah, that might
emptied two full hoppers on the back. So that's basically where I got that part of my. But I mean, I fell in love with the sport. Fell in love with the sport. Got hooked up with Mike at Atlantic Extreme not too long after that. I used to play all the time. I wanted to get into it. After a couple of years of playing, I knew I had a property where eventually I'd put a field on. And so that was a plan for years until I didn't want to go compete against Mike at In Memoriam Cook, because Mike had a long history of running that field. And if you're going to go head to head with Mike, you're going to lose. So 2019, time came up. You wanted to sell everything. I jumped on board, and I already knew where the field was going. So the field's there. And I mean, we've been running it for 4 years. It's going to be the fourth year running there, and it's just growing every year. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it pays off at the end.
Definitely.
So there's a little bit of my history on paintball.
It's a good history. It's a tough history. Mission paintball. I never got to play Mission, but
Mission was nice. The center tower was. I used to go park my ass in the top third level in that little. Yeah, it was fun.
Everybody loved that place. I regret not getting out to go there, but I get to see Josh now, which makes me happy. He's always a wonderful lad to go and visit and play paintball in his field. So there's that at least.
Yes.
So,
oh yeah.
How do you like it out there? Out in between St. Paul, in between everything. It's quiet, but everybody can at least go out and have a good time. You're kind of away from the city.
I'm away from the city. You don't hear the sirens. You don't, you don't have the bright lights at night. Perfect place, like the Airsoft and Brunswick guys. They just love coming to camp. Now, whether it's because it's a great place. You come over there. Nobody bothers you. You know, and there's no fire ban going on. I've got the big oil drum going up there. You can fit 4x4 pallets in there and have a fire all night for him if you want. Nobody comes and bothers you. There's no neighbors really to worry about. It's a great place. It's home.
That's awesome. I like the idea. The camping things always seems to go hand in hand in paintball. There's a lot of people that I see out at Commando. They all trailers and they tent for the whole weekend at Honey Badger. There was tents abound.
I think it's because you're already out in most fields, you're already kind of out in the middle of like the woods or the middle of nowhere, or you're far enough away from the city where it's just like, you might as well camp, right? Like when we go to Commando, we stay in a hotel and
I'm a prissy bitch.
Yeah.
I'll admit so it.
But like the benefit or the downside to that is that we do travel like 15, 20 minutes back and forth to the field. Right. So it would be easier to camp, but
that beard doesn't take care of itself in a tent.
Right,
it gets matted.
Yeah, you've seen what this thing looks like after a day.
Just go close to the fire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's messy. It's aggressive. It takes like 3 showers a day. It's something. It's something else. My God, there's a lot of people that love you, Charles.
It's almost like he's a popular guy.
It's like he's a popular guy, which is awesome. It makes it that much better.
So you've been
honestly.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Fine. So,
go ahead, Brad.
Fucking Canadians. We're also fucking polite. You go first. No, you go first. I'm sorry.
We're just all verbally stuck holding the door for each other.
Yeah.
So you've been around for 20 some years. And like you said, Memram Cook. Thank you. I don't know why I couldn't say that. Memram Cook. There. Yeah. So you've been around for a while. You've seen some things. So you've seen the boom and the bust of paintball. You were around. Paintball peaked in New Brunswick, I would say, like what, 2008, 2009? It seemed to do really, really well.
Yeah.
It was really strange because everyone talks about, oh, 2008 was like the worst year of paintball. And I'm like thinking of the Maritimes. I was like, that's when we had like the most fields running at any given time. That's when we had like the most players. So you've seen it all. You've seen the rise and the fall. Let's, you know, what do you got going on for the future now? Like, you've got some big plans coming, so let's get into those. Normally, I'd spend more time on the history, but I know you got a lot of big plans coming. So maybe we'll talk about those.
Oh, I do.
So ease us into it. Start small. Start small. Don't give it all. Don't
start small.
Yeah. Well,
pinky first.
Yeah.
Well, the guy you just saw his name pop up there, Ron Ranson. I mean, he's the perfect example of why I do what I do. The last year we ran Memram Cook, I got a call one day. It was Ron. Had never played paintball, wanted to bring his two sons down to play.
Oh, fun.
Had groups that day. I had, you know, a few regulars, you know, but I told him, you know, come on down, bring a few sons and give it a shot. So he came down, and up to this day, I mean, whether it's paintball or airsoft, he wants to shoot something. And he's one of my biggest supporters of the field. Like, he's, if he could play every day, that'd be him.
Are we sure he's just like the voices aren't just screaming at him and this is his outlet? Like, are we like,
I mean,
it's a very good possibility.
It's been an outlet for voices.
Stop! I have to pull the trigger.
But I get guys like that that come down, and it's nice because I know I've played Mission, I've played Magnol, I've played CDA in Truro, I've played the Mercy Road, I played Hillsborough. You know, all, you know, they all have something different to offer, mm-hmm. and obviously I played Memram Cook. Memram Cook was a great location, but the bunkers were so short. I got to the age now that I'm like, I don't feel like crawling around a field anymore. It's just not my thing. And I don't feel like hiking up a hill. Plain and simple, I'm getting older. So with this location is basically, I'm taking a bit of every single field around that I've been to and, you know, adding stuff here and there that basically I find could work. Also, trying to, you know, paintball is my main business, but I do airsoft as well, which I'm trying to incorporate a field that works for both.
Sure.
Both are different, but very similar, where your airsoft is more of a long range. You go to paintball when you want close quarter, somebody's going to get shot. So I'm incorporating a bit of everything. So it's hard because, you know, I've been building the field 4 years and this is going to be my fourth year operating. And I mean, there's still stuff I want to build. I got 20 acres to play with over there. And right now I think we're probably using six. But I mean, this year I've got a few more buildings, like good sized building, 30 by 30s that I want to put up. And then, there's a 28 foot boat, there with a sleeper on it. It's got to go on the field as well.
Oh, fuck.
I've got, I think I've got a hold of
a boat. All right. I've seen trains. I've seen buses. I've seen planes. I've never seen a fucking boat on a, oh wait.
Yeah. There's a naval yard at Commando.
That's right. But I never got to play on those boats. So that sounds awesome.
You said this boat has a sleeper on it.
It has a sleeper in it. Yeah. So you'll be able to go in there and do everything else. I got there's a 30 foot Winnebago on the field that you can go in and play around with.
Oof.
You know, I'm putting little bits of everything in there. I think I got a bread truck coming this year as well.
That's quite essential. Every field needs a bread truck.
I'm thinking so. Yeah, it seems.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But and there's a bit of woods in there as well. I mean, it's one of them things where I'm the ref, I'm the owner, I play with every group that comes down. I'm, you know, I want to listen to what the players have to say. Like, if this doesn't work, see, Imran Cook has two or three spots that if any person would park their butts behind a bunker, they could hold off the entire field. And like I said, I play my field now so often that obviously if there was a spot that I can go park myself and stay all day, it doesn't make it fun for everybody else.
Yeah.
So whenever I find a spot that's a little too strong, I'm going to switch it. There's going to be something else added. So everywhere is on the field, you're going to feel like you are 100% safe, but there's always a way to take you out. Like you can get surrounded without seeing anybody coming at you. Just the way the woods are around the field, like you can crawl around, sneak up on people, they'll never see you come.
Well, that's what I'm looking at the field.
It's got a bit of everything in there.
And because surprisingly, Google Maps is, fairly up to date. I don't know how accurate it is, but
still good overhead shots too.
There's bunkers on the field, so it's not a photo from 15 years ago where it's just nothing. It looks great. I like that there's a chunk of woods kind of in between two open areas. So there's, like you said, a little bit of woods ball can happen there. But you got your bunkers, you got a couple of bigger buildings and all that. It's looking great. I love the idea of taking a little bit of everything from every field, right? Like looking at what makes each field special and what's unique about those fields and just kind of going, okay, cool. We're going to take a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this and put it all into one. I think it's going to work out great. I think it's going to be awesome. So the idea of some of the bigger buildings, the Winnebago sounds fun. I can see the Winnebago being something that everybody wants to get into and then you can't get out of. You know what I mean? Like you're going to go into it and you're just you're stuck. You're like, that's your last stand. It's like trying to get into the
Lone Star. I'm fucking in.
Whipping jars of raspberry.
Jars of raspberry fucking jam at everybody that comes around the corner.
Oh, see, there's plans for the Winnebago. See, the Winnebago's got the, where the water tank goes on the side for the shower. Mm-hmm. That's going to get removed. It's going to be a drop box on the outside for smoke. So you'll open the drop box outside, drop the smoke in, close it, and the smoke's going to be inside.
So I can smoke somebody
out. You won't be able to hide it.
You could smoke people out from camper. Smoke campers out.
That sounds fantastic.
That's going to be the...
I'm in. And then eventually...
single tier, you can't see coming down. It's like it's beautiful. Because there's a couple places in Moncton, on Moncton Paintball, that I would love to be able to just walk up and drop a fucking smoke grenade and smoke those fuckers out. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
My mind immediately goes to...
It's one thing to hide in...
Enola Gay. Eventually, hopefully, Canada will let us have them. But the little explosive ones, it's basically just a little firecracker wrapped in paint, wrapped in cardboard. They work great. Used them in California. One of my buddies... blew one up in his hand and it just went pop. And he was like, oh, and he was just disappointed because he's like, it didn't hurt him at all. He was just kind of like, well, that's a waste.
That's a paintball.
He was just like this and boom. And it just exploded behind his head. I just want to take one of those and drop it in and shut it.
Fuck no. I want to smoke him out.
Oh man. It'll be fun. It'll be good.
See, like I said earlier, I want places where you think you're 100% safe.
Yeah,
but you can't play that way. If you want to hold the camper, you better be in a window taking the guys out coming after you. Because if not, they're going to smoke you out.
That sounds like it's going to be a ton of fun, man. It's going to be a ton of fun. So you're working on a big game too, right? Like you're talking, or do you have something else coming up before that?
Oh yeah,
what do you want to talk about before that?
Well, there's a few things. The big game idea. Like I said, it's only been 4 years, right? So I'm still in the building stage. Like when you saw the overview map earlier, you have all the bunkers on one side, and then on the other side of the woods, there's an empty field there. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to start building that. That should have something on it to play with at the end of June. But there's a few projects coming up. The woods were expanded on one side as well. We just have to finish clearing up when the snow takes off and we can start working again. But the big game idea basically came from, I've went to big games before, loved them. They're a lot of work, and a lot of times you put in a lot of work for little little mouse people showing up. You know, it's so I've been planning, I've been thinking about it. I'm also looking at it going, okay, can my field hold this many people? Can I hold more than 20 guys, 30 guys in the field? Well, last year was proven. Airsoft and Brunswick's season opener last year, there was 107 guys on the field. And you could still get around. I started at my respawn point, and I basically made it like three quarters around the field. So there was guys everywhere, but you could still move. The bunkers are set where, you know, you can still move around. I'm thinking where airsoft is a long range game, paintball being a closer range, 107 guys won't be a problem. You can fit that no problem, and you'll have to work as a team.
I think so,
especially with the expansion of football now. When Eric Conrad, that does up the a lot of the events, used to do the events at PEI, Paintball for Kids, and all these other ones. He's in Moncton now. We basically reached out to each other, and basically, I want to have a big event, but planning it is a lot of work, like I said. But having somebody else like Eric that's used to being, you know, an event planner, we're going to team up now and basically work on this together. So he'll bring his ideas. I'll be able to bring mine. We might bring in some other people as well, so we can, you know, we can have an easier day, have some people in there, you know, five or six people that know what the heck's going on. So all of a sudden Eric can play a few rounds, or a few, you know, I can go in there, play a bit as well. So you can enjoy what you're creating.
Yeah.
I've reached out, I've already reached out to Aaron in Hillsborough. Atlantica Outdoor. I've reached out to Josh already at Moncton Paintball, and both of them will be attending that big game. My understanding is both fields will be closed that day. And I wanted to bring in something for them at the same time. Like, I don't expect them to shut down their fields and get nothing out of it. So I've already approached them where I like going to a big event where you've got two or three different grades of paint. You can pick and choose what you want to use. You don't have to use the specific one or the specific one. So I've approached Aaron. I've approached Josh. So I got my paint. Josh will probably bring some of his. Aaron will bring some of his. You know, I'll buy the paint from them, and I'll turn around and sell it. So they can sell paint a bit, make a few bucks that day.
And everybody gets
to play. And you don't have to take care of selling it. Everybody gets to play. And it puts a bit of money in their pocket at the same time. So it's not like one field's doing all the...
The sun shines upon the world of paintball.
That's really clever.
That's fucking...
Because, like, it's... I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, like, it's... Because I think Aaron's field, Atlantica, usually stocks graffiti. Is, like, his go-to paint.
He had really good paint this week, last weekend.
Vulcan of some kind. It's
usually... Actually, yeah. He brought New World. He had last
New
week.
World.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah.
It was really, really good. So, paint.
Which is, I think you'll find a lot of the MagFed players will go towards that level of paint because it's got a little bit of a thicker shell. It's a little bit heavier. Josh tends to stock
three star speedball paint, and it's all if it's the speedy boy paint, it's always good. We all know graffiti can be hit or miss. Doesn't matter where you're at. Doesn't matter what field you're at. Graffiti can be hit or miss sometimes. But when they bring in the speedball paint for events, it's fucking gorgeous. That New World paint was breaking real nice. The Mag Lads were all using it last weekend, and it was breaking real nice. It was coming out of the shocker real nice. I was wearing my regular kit. So my jean shorts, my vest, and an undershirt and a pair of Under Armour. And it didn't hurt horrendously. There wasn't a lot of bouncing more than usual for a cold day in fucking March to play paintball. So I love that. I think the idea of different grades of paint at a field or different types of paint. Support who you want to support or don't, or just fucking buy whatever paint. Who cares? Three tiers, just sell it all.
Hornet's Nest in New York. He does that. He stocks like four different types of paint. Remember, he has the pick and choose paint.
Right. But this way here, but he also doesn't have the same problem we have getting everyone together, Charles.
This is a clever way to be like, I like that. It's kind of scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I really dig that. I like that a lot.
So that's the end of June, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be there because
Canada Day weekend.
Fuck it. Either I'll bring my son with me or he can go to his grandparents, but my ass is going out there that weekend because
busy June.
Oh yeah, because there's that other event too, and that's gonna be awesome. So yes. What else, Charles? We'll get to that shit after. That's our shit.
I want to dig into the big game side of it because New Brunswick, really the Maritimes, hasn't really seen a big game in a long time. We've seen scenario games, we've seen themed games. But we haven't had a proper big game in a very long time, which is what I'm really excited for. I'm excited to try and get the whole of the Maritimes together. What I'd love to see is an event that grows into something that attracts the guys from Ontario and Quebec to come over. Because we're always going west. All the East Coasters, we always go west. It'd be nice for there to be something to bring them east.
We have so much to offer here.
We do.
If we're going to be the Maritime Paintball Podcast, let's promote a big ass event here in the Maritimes and bring those fuckers to us.
Yeah, because I love the idea of a big game, of a proper big game. You said 107 airsofters fit on your field, no problem. That's great. We can easily find 107 paintballers, I'm sure, especially if the other two big fields shut down for the day. If they close for that day,
then and kind of direct everybody, and we can get everyone on board with that. Yeah. And I'm sure the Nova Scotians will get on board with that.
Gives them a reason to come over.
Oh, my God.
PEI, they can pop over. And then
Spikes. Yeah, all those guys. They would all, right? I feel like they would all be really down to get on board for a big maritime.
Yeah.
A big maritime hootenanny.
I think it'd be awesome.
You're going to have to build a kitchen somewhere, though, on the field.
Yeah, so there could be a kitchen.
Build a kitchen so we can all just stand in the fucking kitchen if we're going to stand around and talk. The MagFed players can have extra tables and they can just stand in the fucking kitchen and talk. It's great.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. I want this to happen so bad now.
We do have a kitchen over there.
All right. See you the fuck later. Go and get the gear. Get the shit. That's it. What is this? Man's got a kitchen in there. I got a place to hang out.
Tyler PB, I would love the East Coast big game. You know the GOM, which is the grumpy old men, will be there. He says, we'll bring the blender.
That's why he said he likes our background, because I have to hang.
I have to double check that my jersey still fits.
Mine doesn't.
Shut up.
Fuck off. I'm on fucking drugs for this stuff. It's not my fault. I'm crazy.
That's why mine doesn't fit. I'm excited for a full big game, like a proper big game to happen in the East Coast. What do you got?
Hold on. Quake, can you make that big? Is that on your field, Chuck?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What the fuck? The secret sauce of the maritime paintball community. The man has a full kitchen on the field. Like, fuck.
Yep, we had the turkey and everything.
Fucking awesome.
We're eating good tonight.
Sleep. You're going to be exhausted from ball, and then you're going to eat turkey. They're going to fucking sleep until next year.
Until the next big awesome. Game.
Yeah, the airsoft boys are keeping me on my toes, you know. They come for the weekend. They better have something to cook.
I've noticed that airsofters tend to always barbecue. Like, I've noticed wherever everybody barbecues, whatever. But, I mean, every time I've seen them gather in places, they bring a shitload of food to feed themselves, and they're very self-sufficient. They're not lugging so much gear. They just got to go off in the car and do their own thing. It's great.
Well, the last few years, I've been offering meal plans over there, too. So, they don't even have to cook. I'm doing the cooking.
Amazing.
That sounds pancakes okay.
And eggs,
camping,
and bacon.
This sounds like a place we know, Brad. What he's describing sounds like a place that we know that we're gonna be going to.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little club, little fancy spot, meal plans, selection of paint, camping area, and a very kick-ass atmosphere. That's fucking Charles. That's awesome. Now we just need to get more people to. Get more people out there. That's going to be the big thing. So what have you got planned?
So here's the big attraction. Mm. Here's the big attraction. I like big games. I like a full day game. However, if you're going to travel from PEI or travel from Quebec or travel from wherever, a one-day game is just not cutting it. I've done the Mercy Road. You drive 4 hours to get there. You play 3 hours and drive 4 hours back.
12 hours.
It sucks.
12 hours to go play fucking Operation Honey Badger. 12 hours back. Fuck yeah, we've made those drives. And
it sucks.
But D-Day, you get 2 days. So a maritime two-day yep. event.
So here is what's going to be happening. A buddy that you saw earlier, Ron Renson, he's got a birthday party booked for his good friend Alex on the 28th, which is a Saturday. And what I'm thinking is Saturday and Sunday are going to both be open for this big event, and I'm going to offer camping as well. So I'm looking at it. Field fee for the big event will be $20. If you come on a Saturday, you pay your $20, you're covered for both days. Money goes in the pot. You just buy your paint and have fun all day. Have fun the next day. 2 days for $20 field fee? Where the hell are you going to do that?
Nowhere. That
doesn't exist.
So you come this Saturday, it's going to give you basically anybody that wants to learn the field, come play Saturday. It'll be just a fun time of shooting the shit, playing some different games, and you just learn the field for the big day on the Sunday.
I'm putting these notes in my book because I got to remember this shit. $20, 2 days for the field fees. That's fucked. That's wonderful.
And there might be like a $10 camping over fee, but I haven't decided yet.
Even still, $10 yeah. extra to camp. Whatever that
you're
takes.
You're gonna have to basically pays the porta potties.
Took the words out of my mouth. Got to have porta bogs. So got to have
clean cost money.
I'm used to this. I do camping multiple times a year in this place. I'm used to
it. Yeah, this ain't your first rodeo.
No. The Airsoft boys, like I said, I got to thank those guys because they've been expanding my knowledge of everything. Like they're pushing me to add more and more and more. And I mean, I'm developing as fast as I can go.
If they're coming out to play. If they're the guys playing your field, I mean,
yeah,
I cater them too.
For sure. And it's good that somebody's. Challenging it to grow and expand the field because I think a lot of fields run into the issue of, especially running like for a big game, what you don't want to run into is focusing so much on the granular parts of the event and forgetting about the field physically, right? So mm-hmm. Planning this weekend of party and eating and camping and, to be honest, drinking and having a good time, and it's like, yes, that's what needs to be focused on. Like that's where the fun's going to be, and adding value, adding more options, like more reasons to come down. It's like you said, Mersey Road, they are a historical field in the Maritimes. They've been around for ages. But like you said, 4 hours there, play some paintball for a couple hours and 4 hours home. And it's just not worth it for a lot of people. So if you can make an event that like you can go to and play some paintball, and then when you're done and somebody's like, hey, how was your weekend? And it's not just talking about paintball. You could talk about like, oh man, I went camping, you know, big game, saw a bunch of people, partied, good time. Like yeah. That's where the value is at, right? That's where people come back to that event.
100%. So what is this? I've seen there are airsofters in my chat tonight. Welcome. We are about paintball, but I have heard that there's an event coming. Oh, Mrs. Weber, we're going to get to you in a minute. But I've heard rumor that there's going to be something going on this weekend with some airsoft lads.
Next Sunday, April. I have to check my phone now.
We are the
I get lost
we are the fifth
in time here. So April 14th, next Sunday, Atlanta, Airsoft New Brunswick's opening 2014 schedule date. The season opener, which is where there was 107 guys last year.
Well, don't just take it away. Leave it there for a second. Hold on, you clicked it. You fucking leave it there. Airsofters know that we make fun of them and we get made fun of by airsofters. But if 107 people show up at any fucking season opener at any field in the province of New Brunswick, I don't give a shit if it's airsoft or not. I want to be there.
I kind of want to go.
I want to shoot at people. And I want to meet new people, and maybe we can bring some over to paintball and let them, and we can all share the pie. And I can go over to airsoft and then I can play a new style of
game.
Yes. Because that's enough. Because
you know what?
There's enough of this bullshit of us.
You know what? Oh, yeah, for sure. And you know what the airsoft boys have figured out that us as paintballers have not yet? How to bring people.
Right.
Like they've got the community aspect is dead on. I mean, they have, I'm not sure if you want to call them a committee or staff of A and B, and they're the ones that plan out the events. They work on the schedule. They do everything, and people follow. I mean, well, I think maybe that's all we need in the paintball world as well, is to have a committee of some kind of, you know, this is our schedule for the year. We're going to have an event here, 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 here. And you just follow the event schedule.
Well, and that's, I think Airsoft, they've inherently, because of just the way the sport developed and the way the activity developed, they've honed in on the aspects and they're using these properly. So one is where paintballers rely on the fields and the field owners to organize the events and tell me where to go. Like basically a paintball player will sit there and look at five different fields and go, okay, who wants my money? Who's going to get my money? Whereas the airsofters, they have, like they said, they have this committee, they have this organization as a whole. So they move as one giant unit, as one large organism. And they basically, they approach the field and they go, we have an event that we would like to hold. We want to do this here. Here is our plan. We just need your property is basically what they do. And so they, instead of where paintballers are like, oh, you need to come to my event, come to my event, come to my event. The airsofters kind of just look at the entire, it's like a union. They kind of like look at the union and just go, we're going here. Deal with it. This is where the game's at. Right.
You don't want to play there. Don't play there. You want to play.
Right. So that's how they operate. Let's go. And then on top of that, also airsoft has this very unique situation where at paintball has kind of, how do I explain this? If you look at airsoft, everywhere you look, obviously there's details to this, but on the whole, everywhere you look, airsoft is milsim. It is tactical looking gear, tactical looking markers, tactical looking setups, everything, right? It's very militarized, very militaristic.
Not in a bad way.
No. What I'm saying is when you research airsoft, what you see is what you get, right? But then you look up paintball and it's woods ball, rec ball, scenario ball, speed ball, mag fed only, stock class, pump class. Like we've broken ourselves up into so many little subcategories that it's like, what the hell do I play? It's like, oh, well, I have the speed ball gun. Then you're not allowed to play the mag fed only game. Well, I have a mag fed gun, then you can't play speedball. But in airsoft, it's, I have this thing, I'm going to go play airsoft.
You can see a guy show up with a Tommy gun, with a drum magazine, or an M16. It doesn't matter.
So they've got this, they've done that really
gun
well.
Gun go brr.
Yeah, exactly. Gun go brr.
I love it.
Right. Or actually, I guess technically with airsoft, it's more like gun goes shuchuk, because that's what they all sound like to me. Just sometimes it's faster. But
the only ones I've ever played with are like the spring-loaded ones. I've never played with a battery-operated one.
I've played with the battery ones, which are always kind of...
Oh,
they sling.
Then you got to come next weekend.
They sling.
Sorry, I've invited myself. I'm fucking coming.
Tippmann came out with a...
there we go.
Tippmann came out with a high-pressured air-powered airsoft gun that was like like 25,000 shots or something out of one of the 13 CIs because it uses so little air. It looks really cool. It's a really, really dope little piece of kit. You know, yeah, so airsofters kind of have it down right, and it's, they're, I don't know how to word this the right way, but they're just, they're so organized. They're, when you compare them, I think what you see is like, airsoft is, and I mean this in a positive light, but they're very organized and almost like, kind of like the straight A student of the high school, like kind of like the nerdy kids. And then paintballers are like, we're busy getting drunk at lunch and we're all failing and we don't really, but you know what I mean? Like, but we look great doing it. You know,
I fucking hate that you're right. Okay. I fucking hate that you're right.
You know,
the riff rap.
Yeah, exactly. So airsofters are, they're very, they're very clean cut, that kind of thing, you know, but us paintballers, we get girlfriends. So we're, I had to dig, I had to put one dig in.
Oh, well, is that ever fucking cool? Tippmann did make an M4 carbine.
Yeah.
It's $500, but God damn, nope. That is a cool piece of hardware. That is a nice piece of kit. That's cool.
You go play next week and I'll pass you a Tippmann.
Cool. I'm down because Tippmann doesn't. I can't break a Tippmann, so.
Cameron brings up, he says the only thing, I don't know what that's what word is supposed to, the only thing wrong with airsoft,
the only thing with paintball, yeah,
is they don't have the walk-on options that paintball does, which really necessitates this level of organization to have events so you can play. That, okay, so that is true on some aspects, but I feel like down in the States and the bigger fields, they do have walk-on airsoft.
Commando does
have walk-on airsoft. They have airsoft.
I do.
So
I do every Saturday night.
There. So, but I think they've really organized themselves because
was that a necessity?
It's always a paintball field hosting airsoft players. You never hear about an airsoft field hosting paintballers. So I think it's more of a, we need them more than they need us kind of situation. When people like bicker when they argue about paintball versus airsoft, I think they're both great in their own way. The only reason I stuck with paintball was because our stuff's shiny. And I
don't drink and barbecue when we play. Fuck off. That's a lie. I've seen the grumpy old men. You guys play, but then you've got at least two shifts. One shift's cooking and one shift's playing. Don't fucking lie to me. I've seen it and it's awesome.
And the shift, and either one of them could be running the margarita blender at any given time.
Yeah, I think that thing's a weapon. That thing's dangerous, man.
So there's some cool stuff happening, and I'm like, I'm excited for it. And I like that you're embracing the airsoft side of it to the point where your field isn't just a random place they go. They definitely feel at home there and they're helping to grow it, which is great because if you can get the airsoft people to be like, yes, let's grow this location. And then we get paintballers on the same page and they go, yes, let's grow this location. Then you've got both sides that are really helping to promote and grow this location, which is exactly what needs to happen. I love it. What do you have planned for so far? Like what's the grand scheme for the big game? Are we talking like paintball, barbecue, sleep, paintball, barbecue, sleep kind of thing? Or is there going to be little things happening? Is there going to be face painting for the kids and me? Or is there going to be
that part? I haven't really, yeah, face painting and you. Yes, I haven't really looked into that side yet. I still got to get Eric down here to come check out the field, see what his plans are as well. I mean, it's hard to book, well, face painting. It's hard to book face painting if you're expecting 20 people to show up. But, you know, once we start getting some kind of
buzz
and then you start seeing that, you know, there's 15 or 20 coming from PEI and another 15 or 20 coming from Nova Scotia and some from everywhere else, then you can start saying, you know what, we're looking at, like, we could potentially have between 100 to 200 people this thing or over,
right?
You know, then you got to start looking into what else can you have on there. Yeah. You know, are you going to bring washer toss games, or are you going to bring in whatever else, right, to keep people entertained? Because we all know people aren't going to play. There's 8 hours a day of paintball. They're not going to be on the field for 8 hours. Like, I might be, but chances are probably not. So we're going to have to plan this out as well in a way that, you know, if you divide the teams and you know, there's going to be people not playing, it's not going to affect the momentum of the of the play. You don't want to have one team with 50 guys and the other team's got 10 guys left on their feet on their team. I mean, so we're going to be looking at, you know, we're going to look at different possible ways of having maybe a third team, a tactical attack team that you can just throw in every once in a while whenever you want. The guys that would rather sit most of the time, and when they're called upon to go play, you just drop them on the field and you go, here.
I played an event that did that.
I volunteer. Put me in a chair.
I volunteer too.
Go. Fuck somebody up. All right. Get my gear and off I go. Like,
I played a game. I can't remember where it was that did something like that. It was like you had the red armbands and the blue armbands, which were, you know, your standard colors, red versus blue. And then there was a third team that was yellow armbands. And it was like, basically the idea was whatever team was losing at any, like, they would check the points like every 20 minutes or something like that. And whatever team was losing, the yellow guys would go fight for them. So it was sometimes they were fighting. They'd spend like 20 minutes with one team and then, oh, okay, we changed the tides, so we're going to go back to the other side. Or one team was really hurting and it was like they spent like an hour. It was clever. It was cool. It did kind of suck because you'd see the guys with yellow armbands going along and you're just like, whose team are you on? You on my team or their team? And they'd be like, we don't know.
Oh, okay. I like that idea. I like that idea in a scenario game, like that Merchant of War that was at that dude. Like, there's a video of him. He just fucking sneaks up on a guy, surrenders him, and then walks into the gunfight and disappears. And I saw him walk by a couple times, and I had no clue who this dude was, but
right.
I like that
idea. The only thing I would ask for a big game that I want to see on the East Coast is more game than story, because I find the big games that I've been to that are hyper successful are the ones like Commando, where there's a theme, it's D-Day, there's Axis versus Allies, there's a couple of missions, but at the end of the day, just sling as much paint as you physically can and capture flags. Like, that was it. There wasn't a lot of complicated stuff. The complicated stuff that did exist was like put on two people. That was it. Only two people had to deal with it per team.
Yeah, the generals.
Yeah, exactly.
It's their problem.
Right? So, but for the most part, like, you could run off into the field and just, you're not an objective-oriented person, no problem. Run off into the field, shoot the dude with the different armband than you, and have some fun. Like, that's all you had to do. So, and I think
I'm feeling targeted again, Bradley.
Right? I think that's where the success is in a game that doesn't feel overly complicated, that doesn't feel like if you lose or if you're if something goes sideways, it's not because you misunderstood the rules, it's not because you forgot to read the 15 page dossier of like how the game is supposed to operate. Just put six flags on the field and just track the points, you know what I mean, and make it more about playing paintball and not about, you know, telling a story. That's my only ask for a big game, because it needs to be as, what's the word? As inclusive, I guess, as possible. Like, you need everybody to come and have a good time. And I think that's really the secret. I think that's the secret sauce.
Eric ran a good game last week. It was fun. He's got some cool ideas. They had a in Hillsborough. It was a lot of fun. The bazooka was really neat. The ideas he has, I think, will translate well to a big game. It's just to be able to get the bodies to the field. That's what's going to make or break this. Somehow we need to find a way to get everybody together so that we can do this. Because it's not just, sorry, Charles, we're taking it upon ourselves to help you do this, because damn it, man, more paintball is better.
Sorry, the chat's asking, who's your buddy? I don't know which buddy they're talking about.
Who's your buddy, guy?
Unless they mean my fiance that just walked by.
Oh, that buddy, yeah. It's not my buddy.
here's the mic dropper for the event.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I was talking to Eric, and I'm all into supporting different charities and you know, helping people out. Mm-hmm. And so all field fees for that weekend will be donated to the Paintball for Kids organization. Every single field fee. Mic drop.
Wow.
It's wunderbar. Wunderbar. I like Paintball for Kids.
I'm not into making a killing on this thing. I wanna, you know, bring the people. The money's gonna be there, give it to Paintball for Kids for a good organization. I just want people to play.
Love it. Also, I'm
just through three sizes. Like, that's
fine. Highlight Quake's comment here. It says, in my experience in creating airsoft ops for a few years, most games de-evolve into team deathmatch. So keeping that as the central mechanic keeps things moving much better. Which is what I meant. Yeah, it's basically you can make the most sophisticated game in the world, but ultimately we're just a bunch of knuckle draggers out in the paintball field with paintball guns. So
yeah, see, I'm like that too. You put me on the field, just tell me which team I'm shooting and worry about the objectives. I just want to shoot. Yeah,
find your fancy lads that want to do the objectives. We're going to go and stir some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, which is pretty much how we ran D-Day. We, you know, I had...
And Honey Badger.
We literally had the general just be like, we need this, that, and the other thing. We need to go to Alpha Bravo, yada, yada. And I looked at him just like, point on the map where
too
you
too many
want
words.
To go.
Where go shoot?
Yeah, and he was just like, just go here and just do stuff. And I was like, done. Let's go. And we just went. We just kicked indoors and we just shot everything and that was it. And we had a blast.
On C4.
Oh my God, that was bad. It was fun, but it was bad. Whew. Here we go. Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon, you nailed it, buddy.
Yeah. At the end of the day, people are there to pew, not to do complex combat operations. Exactly. So yeah, I think it's going to be great. I think the big game, it sounds like you know what's going on. TJ Brown from Nova Paintballs in the chat. What's happening?
Hey, buddy.
That man keeps teasing me with paintball guns. Keep showing videos of the Hellion and the Odin.
I saw that one you sent me. That's something else.
But yeah, Charles, it sounds like you've got some amazing stuff happening. You've got that big game. Sounds like it's going to be a hit. I think we can get some buzz going around it. I think if there's a big showcase on the field, a big showcase on the extracurriculars, and just showing that it's for everybody, I think you'd have a blast. I think you invite the airsoft guys. They can come down. If they want to bring a small crew who can just show off some airsoft equipment and that kind of thing, or if they can play with us, whatever, right? I'm sure we got rental gear. I'm sure like half the players coming.
Actually, it's. I'm sure there's a few that would play.
Right?
Or they can come down.
I want to see the exchange program. And like I was saying earlier, I run airsoft every Saturday night. So chances are that Saturday night, there's going to be some Saturday night airsoft going on anyways. Can't play paintball in the dark.
But you can like airsoft. I will trip my ass over everything to play paintball. Let's go.
But you can play airsoft in the dark.
But with the – oh, yeah. Ice tracer rounds. Oh.
They're the BBs. They glow much better than the glow-in-the-dark paintballs do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Especially if you've got, especially if you hook up the
night vision,
yeah, you got night vision or the battery powered UV.
Brandon, we're on the East Coast. We're in New Brunswick. We're in Moncton, New Brunswick. Charles is located in between Moncton and Saint-Antoine, Buctouche, and St. Paul. It's like 45 minutes away from where I am, half hour. So it's very close by all rights to go where you're going, to get what you're getting, to get a nice size field. A half hour drive is really here in the Maritimes is nothing. It's nothing. To drive to Moncton Paintball, it's a 15-minute drive. That's not too shabby. Hillsborough is about 30 minutes. Fredericton, an hour and a half. Chuck, half an hour. So come out. I want you. Good. I want to go shoot something now. I thought it was this weekend. Fuck. I got nothing to shoot. Well, I've got Nerf guns. I'll just chase my child. I'll just chase my kid through the house.
There you go. There you go. Hey, Milsom North's in the chat too.
Oh, hey guys. Oh yes, yes, yes. We're gonna be talking to them soon too.
Yeah, shortly. I'm excited for this. I think we can get some buzz going, man. I think we can make this into something. I'm excited.
I think I'm gonna have to set up an almost open day for you guys to come play a few games. See what you think of the field.
No, I have to set shit up. I'm coming out. I'm coming out anyways. So I
gotta. I'm gonna try and play the airsoft thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like we're gonna fuck it. Turn the wherever she is back there. Mrs. Bradley. He needs to come play paintball. Oh, fuck it. I'll fuck it.
Yeah. just message her. And I think it's going to be a blast. I think this could really be something. And just
Saturday or Sunday? Sunday.
You're soft? Sunday. Yeah.
See, that's easy.
I just want a big event to get over here.
All I do then is Saturday, I head up to his place. I crash at his place Saturday, get up Sunday morning, and we head out.
I just
messaged her. And then I drive home Sunday. So,
can I show you some funny?
You had something.
I know TJ is always showing mechanical stuff. And since Bradley's mini shit itself.
Quite violently.
Here you go, buddy. Your E-Tech. It came in last night.
Yeah.
So Bradley got himself a new pew-pew. Thanks, Jaden.
That looks just like mine.
I picked it up and it's an E-Tech 3 and I'm like, this is really nice. And then I remember that it goes burr electric. So in the case it goes and it'll be waiting for you. You heard the clink clink of the insert. So you got some goodies there. So that's sexy.
And the only downside now is people are going to give me shit for using Planet Eclipse.
I know.
I do like the
E-Tech. You would never buy one on your own, but the E-Tech's a hell of a fucking marker.
The E-Tech does look different enough.
It's fucking cool. It's a neat looking marker.
Yeah. It's not the EMEC and it's not the EMF. So
Or the ETHA.
So yeah, I'm down to use it. Also, I don't have a gun, so I need one. Bakers can't be choosers.
And you know when you're going to get to use it, though. Like, you're going to get to use it at D-Day. You're going to use it at street ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 23rd, you're going to get to use it in Kirkville.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to Enemy. The Webbers have Kirkland, Ontario, where Enemy is. They've been nice enough to provide us a area where we can drop a trailer. And we're going to fly our asses in, and we're going to play at their joust. Because I saw pictures of it, and it looks fucking awesome.
It's going to be fun.
It looks like an amazing little event, one-on-one in the speedball on their field. Enemy has got it sounds like Chuck and them have like the similar idea. They've never been anything but the most awesome when they come and chat with us. So I felt like being sassy. So I made Brad. I told Brad that he's coming. There really wasn't a discussion. I did it sitting in my machine in my office going.
He literally did. He texted me. All I got was tickets are bought.
And then just a picture of the picture. And then I just messaged Mel. I'm like, Mel, we're coming to Ontario. I wanted to keep it secret for Dan. But then we found out that there's some kind of sexy people that might join us. And it couldn't be kept secret any longer. So,
yeah.
Yay. That's going to be lots of fun. Eric, like I said, ran a kick-ass event in Hillsborough last weekend. It was fun. The bazooka needs a little work, but man, if he gets that thing working, it's going to be fucking hilarious. Because it was a really cool stuff in the wadding and bonk, watching it go. Again, it's hard to get people out in the winter. It's hard. It was wet. It was miserable. It was paintball. It was fun. But I think he's going to run some kick-ass shit out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So, Charles, when can we expect more details on the big event?
I would say you're probably looking at some in the next couple of weeks. The minute Eric could come down here and start checking things out, and I start adding stuff onto the field, I mean, there's going to be more details coming out, more, with more gameplay, more, maybe more of everything.
Beautiful.
Fireworks? Oh. You have explosives? D-Day has explosives, but this man's going to blow shit up. We're in. They don't fall over. Come on. A little fucking danger, man.
You haven't lived until you've jousted with Roman candles.
These were not Roman candles.
Yes. So we're going to keep an eye on it. Obviously, Charles, you have our support. We'll be promoting the event because we want to see this thing happening. Also, if you need an MC, I know a guy.
A couple of them, actually.
Yeah.
Sting? Does he sing?
I can, if you want me to.
I can hum a few bars.
No, we're good.
It's going to be a great time. I want this to be successful because I want this big game being successful. This could grow into like the quintessential maritime event for people to come out east, especially if you can get the other fields on board and they get, you know what I mean? Like kind of, you know, if everybody comes out of this net positive or at least, you know, not net negative, I think this could be really, really good. This could be a big reason for people to come from Ontario, Quebec to experience the Maritimes, to experience what we have to offer, which is we have a different way of life out here. We're all poor compared to those Ontarians. You know, we have better hospitality, right? We have better kitchens because ours are full of beer and people.
He's right. He's right? Not lying. So,
right. Yeah. And we can show people like what a real donair is. Just saying. So,
yes.
Right? Right? So I think it's going to be something to definitely keep an eye on and it would be huge. And I think it would benefit everybody. Because if somebody comes down, let's say they do a week, they take a week's vacation, they come down with the fam, whatever, right? They come down, mm-hmm. play your event. And then, you know, the next week, whatever, they can, like maybe that Thursday they can pop over to Moncton Paintball when they can check out the Tactical Thursday that Moncton puts on, or you know what I mean? You can experience a couple of fields, not just the one. Right. So I think it's a really, really great opportunity.
And they're all within, a half hour to an hour of each other. They're not that far.
Yeah. You've kind of got like a little hub going on, right? Like you got like a little spot where you can kind of bounce around. You can check out the other fields. I think it's a really great, great opportunity. So yeah, that definitely needs to be something to keep our eyes on. But that's pretty much it, man. I think we're gonna end her there. We're gonna wrap it up. We're at an hour five, and so we're gonna end it on a high note. Not that it's I sound, not, you know.
It's the only note I go out on.
It's true. So Charles, thanks for coming on, chatting with us, talking about this big game.
No, thanks for the invite,
dude. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're definitely, when we get closer, maybe we'll bring you on when we've got like when everything is set in stone and it's like now that it's just the countdown is on, like that kind of thing. We'll get you on. June's going to be a little bit nuts. So we'll figure that one out.
Yep.
Because, yeah, we're up to what, three events now there, Tom? We got four events in June.
Every weekend. We are, our June is fully booked. Fully booked, and I'm dragging Simon to at least one event. Like I'm gonna drag my kid to at least one event. Probably street ball, because I can just fucking unleash him.
Yeah.
And yeah. Moncton Paintball is awesome. They're really patient with Simon because it's like an evil little version of me, but they're so good with kids, and the field is, everybody's so friendly there that I don't worry about them. Yeah. My friend's like, oh my God, what if our kids get hurt? I'm like,
then that'll be a valuable lesson.
Then he will learn something.
Right?
Simon, put the bottle down. Smash, you fucking little asshole. He's mad at him.
You could see the face of every dad just went, oh. Like that little shit.
Oh, that's right. Mama Kay's going to be there.
Yep. Yes,
Parmageddon, the Mac Daddy. Mm. She's back around town. She's been roaming. Mama Kay's been seen roaming around town. with all that devil food in her car or in her trailer. So fucking go and eat some Mama K's, everybody.
Mm. Absolutely. But that's it, folks.
That potentially gross bombshell. That's it.
We're out of here. So thanks everyone for liking and commenting, excuse me. Super excited for everything that's happening. Thank you for everyone who commented and shared and all that jazz and stuck around with us this entire time. Thanks to the Airsoft folks for coming out and hanging out with us for a little bit. We're a paintball show, but guess what? You might be our weird cousin. We still love you.
Yeah, man. We're coming to visit next weekend.
100%. That's it. 100%.
I want to meet the cousins that I never knew I had. And they're probably a lot cooler than we've ever given them credit for. They're your weird little cousin that you didn't, like you said, they're your weird little cousin that you never gave a time of day to. So now we're going to show up and learn that they're actually a lot cooler.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The nerdy cousin that suddenly you're like, oh shit, you're into metal. All right, cool. You know, that excellent kind of situation. And then Charles, we're going to keep tabs with you, cause we want to stay on top of everything that's happening. Every time there's an update, we want to know. And, that's it, folks. So keep an eye out for Atlantic Extreme Paintball's, big event coming up. Just go follow them on Facebook. Keep tabs with them. You're definitely going to want to keep an eye on this, especially if you're out in Ontario, Quebec. I think this is going to be an event worth traveling over for. Really is. And that's it, folks. We're out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Until next week. Cheers.